I don't think I say this too often on this show because I get pretty good sleep. I'm diligent about sleep, almost to a fault. But your boy Lex Friedman is tired.
Your daily Lex.
So yesterday, three of us in this family, Lauren, Sierra, and Lex, all auditioned for the play. I'm trying to think what the hell the title is. The Diary of Anne Frank. I was thinking Anne Frank, which is obviously not the title. It's The Diary of Anne Frank. Quick side note, Lauren once in college directed a show called Anne Frank and Me. And we actually had our first date after her opening of that show. A guy who would make announcements after synagogue services at Brandeis when promoting that show would always refer to it as Anne Frankenstein, which I thought was the funniest joke ever, and nobody else agrees, but man, I still think it's funny. But anyway, we all went to audition for The Diary of Anne Frank. Sierra is basically the perfect age and height to play Anne Frank because she is 16, and that's the oldest Anne is in the play. And she also has to be 14 and 15. And because Sierra's on the shorter side, she can probably pull that off. So we were all auditioning. And I had this vision or hope of what if Sierra could play Anne and then I could play Otto, who is Anne's father. The director, who is a friend of ours, clearly does not see it that way because she had me read for a couple parts, but not really for Otto. So I don't think that's in the cards. But still, it would be a, you know, I don't know if fun is exactly the right word because it's a challenging show, but it would be cool, especially if I got to do it with some family members. That'd be fun. So we'll see. But anyway, we come home and I go to bed as one is wont to do. And today is my early morning or one of my early mornings. I get up at 6:15 on Tuesdays. And like I said, I'm a good sleeper, except this morning at 4:30 or so, I woke up and I was clearly finished sleeping. Sometimes you wake up, I'm a person who wakes up and you go right back to sleep. But here I woke up and it was just one of those moments where, you know, nope, I'm done. So yeah, I'm tired because I've been up for, I don't know, a day already. I've been up around 7 hours now. That's a lot. And yeah, I've only had the one coffee, hence my lack of coherence. I didn't even finish my first coffee. I see it over there on my mug warmer. Now this office has both a mug warmer and a candle warmer because the candle warmer works by heating the candle from both above and below, whereas the mug warmer obviously can only go from the bottom. So now my candle scent is stronger or better in some way. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But anyway, I didn't drink my first coffee yet, but it's probably going to be the first of three. So just so you know, in case you're wondering how many coffees did Lex have today, now you'll know. I don't know exactly when we'll hear about Anne Frank. My guess is end of this week, maybe into the weekend. Of course, none of us could get in, but currently I'm feeling some optimism. So there you go. What else can I tell you? Here's one more story, unrelated. I was on a sales call today, and the main person on the call, who I've known for many years, gets a phone call during our Zoom, and he's like, "I'm so sorry, I do have to take this. Can you give me 2 minutes?" And there's another person on the call who I don't really know. I've seen him on a couple Zooms in the past, but years ago. And we're making chit-chat while we wait for the first person to come back. And he's like, "By the way, I just want to say, I'm a big fan of your podcasts." And in my head, I'm like, okay, here we go. I'm going to get confused with the other guy again. And he goes, "Yeah, I love the stuff you do with Moltz and Dan. And I loved turning this car around too." And I was like, okay, I really thought. And he's like, "No, I know you were going to think I was talking about Friedman, but no, that guy sucks." So anyway, I want to give these people all the discounts in the world because he likes my podcasts and he acknowledged that Friedman sucks because Friedman sucks. Goodbye.
Lex.